The Irish government this afternoon has announced its July job stimulus in an attempt to kickstart the Irish economy following the COVID-19 shutdown. The purpose of the stimulus package is fourfold: help businesses to protect jobs and create new jobs, support people without jobs, build confidence in consumers and communities, and start preparing for a sustainable economy. A summary of the main points in the stimulus package are as follows. For businesses, a new employment wage support scheme will succeed the existing wage subsidy scheme and will run until next April 2021. Employers who've had a 30% reduction in turnover will receive a flat rate subsidy of up to €203 per week per employee, including for seasonal staff and new hires. New firms in impacted sectors will also be eligible. The restart grant is being extended, and some businesses previously ineligible will be included, such as B&Bs or other non-rate paying businesses. All businesses, with limited exceptions, will be granted a waiver of commercial rates for 6 months to the end of September 2020. The COVID-19 credit guarantee scheme will be put in place, which will see the government provide an 80% guarantee for a wide range of credit products from 10,000 to 1 million, up to a maximum term of 6 years. In relation to people without jobs, the pandemic unemployment payment is being extended until April 2021, but there will be a gradual reduction in payment level linked to previous incomes, bringing payments in line with existing social welfare levels over time. Also, the pandemic unemployment payment will close to new claimants from mid-September. There will be a €200 million investment in training and education, skills development, work placement schemes, recruitment subsidies, and job search and assistance measures. There will be a subsidy of €7,500 paid over 2 years to employers under a Jobs Plus scheme to support employers to hire someone under 30 who is on the live register or the pandemic unemployment payment. In order to build confidence in consumers and communities, the following measures have been announced. In order to support the tourism and hospitality sectors, there will be a new stay and spend incentive for people to holiday in Ireland, which will see any taxpayer spending over €625 on accommodation, food and non-alcoholic drinks between October next and April 2021, able to claim back up to €125 through a tax credit. A €10 million restart fund for the tourism sector is being introduced, along with a €10 million pilot performance support scheme for the culture sector to assist in the planning of events in the context of COVID-19. In order to provide cash flow support to previously profitable companies, the early carry back of trading losses will be allowed, leading to an immediate refund of some or all of corporation tax paid. There will be a new income tax relief for self-employed individuals who were profitable in 2019, but due to COVID-19 will incur losses in 2020. There will be a 6 month reduction in the standard rate of VAT from 23% to 21% from the beginning of September next. The allowable expenditure under the Cycle to Work scheme will increase from €1,000 to €1,500 in respect of e-bikes, and to €1,250 in respect of other bikes. The interest rate on agreed repayments of tax debt will be reduced to 3%, where agreement has been reached with the revenue prior to the 30th September. The Help to Buy scheme for first-time buyers will be increased, with a maximum tax relief available of €30,000. The government, as previously announced, will pass legislation on the warehousing of tax liabilities, which will allow businesses affected by COVID-19 to delay payment of all PAYE and VAT liabilities in part or full, for a set period with no interest or penalties. A further $500 million will be provided to accelerate capital works across a wide number of areas. As always, thanks for listening, and if you have any questions on anything, please feel free to contact me. Thanks.